Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking off the third hour here. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian Zeppin.
And Peakless Mountain Air.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. We were just talking about the Crimean Bridge explosion. There's still a lot of questions as far as who did it. Yeah, looks like it was a semi-truck. Obviously, there's a bunch of people that have various different theories, but according to the Russian investigation so far, they say that the truck was registered to a man from Russia. And that's about all that they know, or at least all they're revealing at this time.
False flag.
What are you suggesting?
I'm sorry, I had a conspiracy stuck in my throat. No, I'm suggesting that they chose a Russian truck to do this, and possibly a Russian person to do this.
To make it look
like Russia had blown up their own bridge.
Wouldn't be surprised if I found a Russian passport sitting there, right on top of the wreckage.
Floating in
water.
Just happened to survive the explosion.
Right.
Yeah, so you want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to join us here. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we'll talk about sanctuary cities coming up in a moment. But first...
Before you get there, I just want to point out, how funny it is, in a sad way, that Ukraine's like, I'm not saying we did this, but it was definitely our plan, and we're very happy that it happened.
Well, same thing with the United States and the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Now, they didn't say they were happy about it, but they said it was their plan. Joe Biden said that back in February of this year, that they intended to take out Nord Stream 2, the gas pipeline from Russia to
Germany. If Russia went into Ukraine.
That's exactly what he said, yep. So let's go first, though, to Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. So Texas came in as the number one most polluted state of them all this year. So the year before, they were ranked number fourth. So this year, they came in four and number one. And they do this by analyzing the soil. So they, if they collect the land samples with the most amount of toxins, so they get this weighting.
So did you say analyzing the soil?
She said soil.
Right, right.
Do they have any ideas to what is doing the pollution? What's the source of it?
I have a guess.
I mean, aren't they big, they're big on oil companies.
Oh,
petroleum oil, that's like state money. Right? And then everybody's convinced that it gives them jobs, it created business, so they go along with it. But when I visit El Paso, I mean, my chest hurt, it hurts for about 2 days.
Yikes.
With all of the toxins. Yeah, and then the water was just awful.
I have heard that.
Think,
The water in especially certain areas of Texas is just terrible. Well, and so my first thought is I seem to remember an oil pipe bursting in the Gulf of Mexico that never actually got fixed.
What?
Yeah,
what
I mean, it's spilling less now.
Oh, really?
But it never stopped spilling, so it's still just pumping that oil into the Gulf
of
Mexico.
Heard that. That's crazy.
I thought that didn't we have that big Gulf spill, and then
that's the one. Okay, I had no idea. I figured they'd taken care of that by now. Where did
24-hour news cycle. We just moved on to something else.
Huh.
I guess Trump became more important or something else.
How can we verify that story? Because that's pretty wild.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, at least the last I checked on it, they had never fully been able to seal it.
Yeah.
So it's just pouring that oil into the Gulf of Mexico.
And they didn't just build a new platform? And
they can't. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess just kind of all going into the Texas coastline. Is that the coastline along the coast?
Well, I don't think they're desalinating Gulf of Mexico water for Texas. They're probably getting their water from
rivers or underground or something like that.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, the very fact that you have oil, even diluted waters, right along an enormous coastline is going to infest the soil of that region.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Well, gee, don't we need a bigger government to solve these problems?
Gee, if only it wasn't the government that had caused this problem in the first place.
What do you mean by that? I mean, it wasn't their oil platform.
Well, so here's the thing. The government were the ones that were supposed to be keeping these all in working order and doing all of these checks to make sure that all of these oil companies were in compliance all of the time. Mm-hmm. Except, of course, that they, number one, don't have any incentive to actually do their job. And number two, they don't really have, like, the resources to actually check that many oil pipelines and oil platforms to actually keep everything in compliance. I mean, there's like, you know, the number of individuals working for the regulators is significantly fewer than the number of oil rigs that they are supposed to check in a given
year. So double and triple
the
size of the regulator. Don't we just need more regulators then, if that's the problem?
Well, and that has never solved a problem, because that's the thing. Like, you can't fire them. And that really is what it comes down to. If you are trusting the government to keep you safe from something, they have no incentive to do so.
If anything, they have a reverse incentive, because if, let's say, that the pipeline bursts in the Gulf of Mexico, that people like Sarah and others are going to call for an, you know, for that program to get bigger,
right,
and for them to get more power.
More funding.
So they actually thrive under these environments in which their malfeasance causes the problems, because they can always just demand for more of themselves.
Sure, and that's true in other areas, like, you know, the situation in, was it Uvalde, Texas, where the cops didn't allow parents to even go try to rescue their own kids.
Don't even bring that up. That boils my blood to none other.
But they didn't shut down the police department there. You know, I think they might have finally gotten rid of the police chief, but that doesn't mean anything's going
to
change.
That engaged enough right-wingers to consider, you know, the whole ACAB movement, that it, you know, at least that came out of it.
True.
Where right-wingers ended up being suspicious of police after that. That's the only silver lining behind that. Everything else about that situation just boils my blood.
Let's talk a little bit more about police here. Okay.
So this is the very same problem as, like, the major was calling in earlier, and he's like, where it's like, okay, you would think that the military wanted to win a war. But if you actually think about it, they have every reason to stop a war from ending.
Because they keep spending big money with the industrial complex.
Exactly.
Personnel and parts, and
this is
bombs.
Any problem, and that's like, that is the real issue with expecting the government to fix any given problem. Mm-hmm. If you put them in charge of a problem, like, there is a very basic desire to keep existing, and every human organization will have some amount or another of that desire to survive.
Yeah.
And it, like, if you put the government in charge of solving homelessness. Guess what? If you actually solve homelessness, that part of the government disappears. And it doesn't want to die.
Right.
It wants to live. So it will make damn sure that you don't solve the problem of homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. In fact, speaking of government solving problems it created, look at the war on drugs. It took 50 years before finally Joe Biden announces this week that they're going to pardon just the people who were convicted federally of possession of marijuana. So we're not talking about, like, everybody who peacefully sold marijuana that the federal government has behind bars, but people that might have gotten caught at, like, a federal park or something like that with possession of cannabis. Those are the cases.
You know what's funny about that circumstance is that a few hours before that happened, I was able to send a tweet from LPNH's Twitter account that said, don't forget, the Democrats have control of the House, Senate, and President, and have still not taken any steps to legalize or decriminalize cannabis.
You think they were watching?
Well, so there's two streams of thought about this. One, oh, that aged terribly, or two, LPNH has significant sway over the U.S. drug policy.
Well, LPNH did become the top state Libertarian Party Twitter account.
Third biggest political party in the country, biggest state affiliate. I would be surprised if someone in D.C. wasn't paying attention to us.
they sure as hell were if they hadn't been before the Meghan McCain tweet. On my radar, you sure were after that. More coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. Coming up, Sanctuary Cities here in New Hampshire. Zephin has some thoughts about them. It's free time.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us on the live Saturday show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight, you've got Ian Zephin.
And Chico's Mountaineer.
You can bring up anything you want, and you can join us online. over at freetalklive.com. We do have our own chat server. It is a Matrix chat server, which means it's open source and self-hosted and federated, connected to I don't know how many other Matrix servers, so there's a lot of them around the world. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. Some of them friendly, some of them not so much. It's an open chat server. If you don't like the people that you see there, you can just ignore them or create your own room and invite in just your friends. So it's up to you how you do it. You can have a private room, a public room, an encrypted room, a non-encrypted room. It's just up to you. It's not centrally controlled in that way, so it's a pretty cool thing. And it's free. It's open source software, so we're using it to expand freedom and allow people to chat off of centrally controlled platforms like Discord. So go over to chat.freetalklive.com and you'll see step-by-step instructions there as to how to get onto the Matrix server. That's chat.freetalklive.com. Zeppin, you said you wanted to talk tonight about sanctuary cities, but not necessarily for the Second Amendment, which is kind of where the term seemed to get some popularity some number of years ago, because all of New Hampshire is basically a Second Amendment sanctuary,
right?
To a large extent. It's a very gun freedom-oriented place here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think the first time I really remember hearing the phrase sanctuary cities was when, Trump had gotten into office, and there were a bunch of cities that were like, well, you're going to shut down immigration? Well, we're going to be sanctuary cities.
And that's the circumstances we're going to talk about here tonight. So,
right.
So comments.
Basically, what a sanctuary city is the local police are barred from enforcing any sort of federal immigration law, so they can't... if they find somebody that is an illegal immigrant, they can't call ICE on them. They can't take any steps towards deportation. They can't. In some jurisdictions, they can't even cooperate with ICE. So if ICE asks local police departments, oh, have you run into any immigrants? They literally cannot tell them if they have or have not.
I support this, by the way. I think this
right.
is,
I'm in favor.
This is good.
I'm at least in favor of exploiting it. So what?
There is an exception, by the way. The Keene is one of these cities here
right.
in New Hampshire. Well, actually, Cheshire County.
It's Cheshire County. Yep.
Yeah. So the sheriff here, Eli Rivera. You know, he is bad in plenty of ways. Of course, he's a sheriff, but he's right about this one issue. And so, you know, kudos to him for taking this particular stand. But it's I understand. That they do still allow them to work with the feds if they're seeking an actual felon. So if they're actually after somebody who's wanted for murder or rape or, you know, you name it, then yes, they will work with them. But if it's just, oh, we're going to ask somebody because they're brown, you know, where they're from, no,
right.
they're not supposed to
do
that.
That's definitely a different circumstance, too, because you can't, my understanding around immigration law is that if someone does commit a felony and they are not a United States citizen, you can't actually lock them up in U.S. prisons. You have to deport them. So that
if someone commits
tell that
a felony,
to Julian Assange.
Hold on. If somebody commits a felony in the U.S.
in the U.S.
and they're not from the
and
U.S.
they're not from the U.S. They cannot be put into any sort of prison, which is why you tend to see, and people that are even anti-immigration are surprised about this. Like their family member gets murdered or something by an illegal immigrant, and they just ship them out of the country, and it's like, what kind of justice is that?
Well, presumably they ship them to the
right. That's
court
what I mean.
System of the country.
Right. Well, not. Always, not necessarily.
Really?
Yeah, they just sometimes it's just like we don't want you here, and you know the border
that is
can
a
be
non-solution.
So yeah, no, the border can be so lucid too that if you know the right people, it's not hard to get right back where you were. But this is all
every
sort of,
one of our people you stab is a ticket home.
So this is all kind of tangential because the reason why I wanted to bring this up was because. Internationally, we're seeing more conflict and strife, and it is just harder to become or to be a libertarian in this world.
Yeah,
it's not just the the United States. It's everywhere.
And libertarians are a persecuted minority.
Absolutely. And we're seeing a lot of people that are coming to visit here from Germany and mm-hmm. from a lot of these other countries that are going to be experiencing some very difficult times, to say the least, this winter. And
sure.
so with that in mind, I'd like for all of our international libertarian brothers and sisters to keep in mind that if you want to move to New Hampshire and you don't want to wait through the bureaucratic system, the sanctuary cities in New Hampshire are Manchester, Deerfield, Dublin, Harrisville, Lyme, and all of Cheshire County. So just some food for thought. I'm not actually advocating that you do anything illegal, but information is information.
I don't know if the Cheshire County Sheriff has any ability to tell local town cops what to do.
No, so that information that I got was from the Federation for Immigration Reform. The entire county has adopted that policy.
Really?
Yes, at least at least since 2018. It might have changed, but since 2018, that's what that source does stipulate. So,
I still am skeptical that a local police chief would be obligated to follow the policy. I don't know exactly how or if there is a hierarchy in
yeah.
that way. I don't think that there is in the system here in New Hampshire. I don't think that the Cheshire Sheriff has jurisdiction, if you will, per se, to he can't just roll into the Keene police offices and start giving orders to the Keene police chief.
Sheriffs have quite a
actually,
bit
yes.
of, what's the term that I'm looking for? They have quite a bit of wiggle
jurisdiction.
Room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in terms of what they're allowed and not allowed to do.
Yeah, sheriffs have a tremendous amount of power. They just never use it.
Yeah. Mm.
So, I mean, weirdly enough, sheriffs should never have been enforcing city statutes under any circumstances.
Yeah.
Except, so their actual legitimate job does include enforcing contracts. And contracts can have stipulations, which is what a statute would be. So they act as if everyone who's in a city has a contract with that city, and part of the contract is whatever the statutes are. So they act as if a contract exists, whether one does or not. So they really shouldn't have been pulled into doing police work, but they were.
Yeah, around here, the sheriffs, it's very different here in New Hampshire than where I come from down in Florida, where the sheriffs are constantly pulling people over down there. They are one of the most prolific law enforcement organizations out there. You see them everywhere. Here, there's hardly any of them, and their main task is just serving, court paperwork. They go and they serve papers to people, and that's the bulk of what they do.
Right.
I did get pulled over by one time, and he let me go, but you almost never see them, actually, with, cherries on and that just almost never happens. So they're kind of a different animal here.
Right. But just some food for thought for any of our international libertarians that, I have never seen it talked about outside of me bringing it up. So just some food for thought out there.
Well, and also there's, plenty of libertarians living here. So you may have legitimate ways to enter the country
as
green cards and getting married goes. So definitely come out here for a visit. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that in a
moment. Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Volusia County on the Atlantic coast of Florida faces the continued threat of flooding more than a week after Hurricane Ian ripped through the state. Governor Ron DeSantis, who toured the county Friday, said inland areas still have a lot of standing water that doesn't have anywhere to go. We've been delivering thousands of sandbags almost every day out to those areas to help those folks, Volusia County Emergency Manager Jim Judge said. And a mega yacht linked to billionaire Alexei Mordashov, an industrialist, has dropped anchor in Hong Kong amid efforts by the West to seize the luxury assets of Russian elites in allied ports as the war in Ukraine drags on. The Nord, a nearly 466-foot yacht that is said to be one of the world's largest, was spotted Friday in Hong Kong's waters just minutes from the central downtown district. The vessel is estimated to be worth at least $500 million, according to a yacht broker. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Stephen.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
By the way, coming up in about an hour from now, if everything goes smoothly, we're going to be doing another episode of Beard Talk Live. And when I say we, I mean you guys are going to be doing it. Peakless, you're going to be heading this one up tonight, I believe, since the captain is out. He had some family issues to deal with this weekend. So it'll be a bit of a different setup. I think nobody's joining you. I know he wasn't feeling well last night, but he hasn't called out yet that I know of, so you should have nobody with you.
All right.
But that'll be coming up at 10:30 Eastern Time, only available on our video streaming platforms at this time, so you cannot get that on your local radio station. And that means you can actually say things that you wouldn't be allowed to say on the radio during Beard Talk Live. So,
like the seven words of Carlin.
And I believe you've been created a habit of starting
without
the show
a
with
doubt.
Those. Yeah, so you can tune in over at watch.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our live streaming page on the Odyssey platform. If you follow us on some of those other video platforms, you can watch it there, too, as long as we haven't been banned from them. But the least bannable channel would be our Odyssey channel. So go to watch.freetalklive.com tonight at 10:30 Eastern Time for Beard Talk Live. And I mentioned earlier that you had suggested last week Peakless. It was off the air. You just came to me after the show was over, and you said, hey, how come we're not on Rumble?
Mm-hmm.
We're on Twitch. We're on DLive. We're on Odyssey. We're on YouTube sometimes.
Yeah, and it was because of Russell Brand moving over to Rumble. And it's like, is kind of the... Because I'd seen a few people, and like Ron Paul, I know, definitely tries to get people on Rumble to watch his show. And like I've seen a few people like really start to focus on Rumble. And when he like completely moved his live show over, it's like, okay, I should mention.
Ron Paul's also on Odyssey, too. He don't know if people knew
that. Oh, yeah, that's where I saw him.
Yeah, I follow the Ron Paul channel on Odyssey. But Rumble's been making headlines. It's been making waves. There have been a lot of people that have been moving over from YouTube to that platform. I don't know much about Rumble. I suspect that they're not going to be great long term, especially given that at the top of the website it now says breaking. Rumble is now public and listed on NASDAQ. So the fact that they are now public means they're probably going to be even more concerned for what the quote-unquote public thinks, and it's probably only a matter of time before they get as corrupted as YouTube. But for that said, we are there, and we do have a channel I created thanks to your suggestion, Peakless. One could go and follow the Free Talk Live channel by going to rumble.freetalklive.com. That will take you right to our Rumble channel there. We need to get to 100 subscribers on Rumble in order to be able to do live streaming. So right now, you can only watch after the fact on Rumble, which is how most people watch us anyway if they're going to watch. But it is always nice to have that live streaming access. So I put out an email like a week ago, sent an email to the amplifiers, and so I've exhausted all of my methods of recruiting people to hit the subscribe button. So now I'm going to ask on the actual show for the first time. So if you can help push us over that 100 threshold, then we will at the very least be able to start streaming on Rumble until they decide to demonetize or deplatform or do whatever it is that they're going to do.
Well, I kind of look at it like, so with cryptocurrency, right now we're sort of going through the, like, proof that it is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think after enough people have accepted that it's valuable, then we'll start to move over to the using it as an everyday currency that you can, like, buy a cup of coffee with. And when that happens, I don't know who's going to win. Maybe it'll be BTC, maybe it'll be BCH, maybe it'll be Dash.
Maybe it'll be something that hasn't been created yet.
Right. But since I know that that these exist and are and some of these are good things, I like to have a little bit of each of them for whenever we find out who's going to take that position. And in the same way, like, YouTube keeps tightening the screws more and more, less and less free speech. They're driving away their own creators more and more. And I don't know who's it going to be. Is it going to be Library/Odyssey? Is it going to be BitChute? Is it going to be Rumble? I don't
know. Who knows?
But I may as well diversify my investments.
Yeah, no, I agree. And like I said, we're on close to a dozen different streaming platforms, so I'm fine with adding another one. Again, we do have to get to that 100 threshold in order for it to be a live streaming option. So please, go to rumble.freetalklive.com. If you have an account, just hit that subscribe button. If not, feel free to sign up for one and then hit the subscribe button, and we certainly do appreciate it. But the best place to follow us, of course, is on the Odyssey platform. That's the one actually run by liberty-minded people. That's the one that came from Library, that amazing technology that is not a platform but an actual protocol.
Trustless.
For uploading media to the Internet that cannot be taken down.
And uncensorable.
Exactly.
Like, by its very construction, it is impossible to censor.
You also own your videos.
Correct.
Yeah, because you are the one with the private keys when you post them, is my understanding.
Which is one of the issues that somebody brought up about Rumble, is one of the objections I saw from Justin O'Donnell, who's another Free State activist, was that Rumble's terms of service says they own all of your content. And I checked on that one. I actually did look through their terms of service, and it's not an easy thing to do, of course, but I think that's not true per se. There are certain licensings that you can do to where they will claim ownership and copyright control over your things that you upload to them, but the way we're doing it, I believe, is exempted from that. But it's confusing. We'll say that. And so I would say the terms of service aren't the friendliest.
That's by design. Yeah. The more ambiguous it is, the more they're able to weasel their way.
Right.
You know, if anything does come up and there's a dispute.
So that's us on Rumble. We were talking about sanctuary cities. You were suggesting, Zeppin, that people that are around the world that are looking for more liberty may want to make a move here to New Hampshire. And there are various different ways that they could have a better life here if they can just make it to New Hampshire. And we were talking about the Liberty community here, which is, of course, unbeatable. There's so many wonderful people that live here in New Hampshire that are, you know, great activists, community members, doing everything from, you know, running political campaigns to selling freshly picked vegetables and meats at local market days and things like that. There's just so many different aspects to the community here. And there was an interesting article written by Jody Underwood recently, who is one of the big sort of heroes of that meat aspect. She partially owns a farm called Bardo Farm, and they supply, I don't know how much meat. It's a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
They supply a lot of this community.
Lady knows how to grow some pigs up there.
With a lot of animals, that animal products. So that's not what she's writing about in this case, though. She's writing about the successes of the Free Staters and giving them a chance. So I'm just going to share this here. It's from the Union Leader. This is an op-ed written by Jody. She says, "Gurus who teach how to create institutional change like to say that change happens in three steps. First, they ignore you. Then they fight you. And eventually, they think it was their idea. This is beautifully illustrated by what happened in Croydon several years ago when some Free Staters thought it would be a good idea to set up a town tuitioning program, which is one of the mechanisms for school choice in New Hampshire. That is, instead of sending all students grades 5 through 12 to the failing Newport School District, Croydon would pay to send students to their choice of schools in the area, including some private schools. At first, the town's reaction was, yeah, sure, set up a committee to look into it. Once the town voted to put the committee's plan into action, the resistance began. Free Staters want to destroy public schools. Parents can't be trusted to make the right choices for their children. Years later, the residents, including many of those who fought hardest against it, now think of town tuitioning as central to Croydon's identity and critical to maintaining high property values. The town tuitioning program has been the source of several success stories. Some children who are barely surviving in their assigned schools were able to thrive when tuitioned to other schools, including a local Montessori school. Some parents were able to exercise more direct control over the values to which their children were being exposed, again by choosing private schools, including a local religious academy. When the state tried to narrow the scope of the town tuitioning program, it was Free Staters who went to court to protect it. It was Free Staters who raised donations so the town wouldn't have to pay any legal fees. And it was Free Staters who worked with the state legislature to shepherd a bill onto the governor's desk, making it possible for any town to follow Croydon's lead in doing what was best for children."
Oh, excellently put, Jody.
She's got a little bit more to say here, and she knows a thing or two about it. She's on the school board there in Croydon. And, of course, there's been quite a bit of controversy within the last year over something that has happened in Croydon with regards to school funding. We'll continue here. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live, 603-28.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assemblable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here in the remaining moments at 603-283-6160. Also want to make sure you know about the upcoming Free Cities Foundation annual conference. It's called Liberty in Our Lifetime. And it's coming fast, probably 2 weeks from now. October 21st through the 23rd is when it's happening. It's happening in the beautiful city of Prague. And our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at the conference. Even though it's too late to get the early bird discount, you can still get the Free Talk Live 20% discount by using code FTL20 when you check out through LifetimeLiberty.com. They're going to be talking about physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. So if that sounds interesting to you, get over to LifetimeLiberty.com. And start booking your tickets as soon as possible, because obviously your time is running out. Go to LifetimeLiberty.com, use code FTL20, and you'll save 20% on Liberty in Your Lifetime, the conference coming up in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. So we were just sharing a short opinion piece from Jody Underwood. She's an early mover here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. She settled down in a little town called Croydon. It's north of Keene, probably about an hour, maybe 50 minutes or something like that. And they've been very, very active there in Croydon. There was a controversy earlier this year when her husband, without her knowledge, proposed at a meeting, a school board meeting, or rather the town meeting. They have like a yearly town meeting in a lot of towns in New Hampshire where they set things like budgets and all kinds of, they make big decisions basically for the whole town. And he proposed to slash the school budget by 50%. And that's never happened before, but he managed to persuade people. He came bearing flyers that,
which, importantly, would put their budget at, like, the highest amount that private schools were
charging.
Right.
The way that he phrased it was that, well, currently we're spending $20,000 roughly per student. And
which is insane.
Right. And the average for a private school in that area to spend was $8,000
right.
roughly per person. And so I propose that we do $10,000 per
right.
person.
So they're spending
seems very, well, to me, is very reasonable.
They're spending more than twice as much and getting worse results than the private schools. So just, it's insane. So he persuaded people, and then there was this huge outpouring of support for the big budget. There was this tremendous effort, lots of probably money coming in from George Soros or whoever outside hard left, hard statist organizations.
Don't let them prove they don't need us.
The swarm found out.
Yeah, and unfortunately, enough people got mad and they came out and they did like an undo special meeting and they undid the changes that were done. So they've been touting this as a big victory against the Free State Project, et cetera, et cetera. And look, there's always going to be some losses in these circumstances where you see, you know, victory after victory for Free State Project, liberty-minded folks. Of course, we're not going to win everything. So there's going to be some setbacks.
I think that pushback is actually a way of showing that you're winning.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as they say, you don't take flack unless you're over the target.
Right.
And so clearly, they are making an impact there, and the statists are really upset, and they're really worried about it. And that's why there's a much larger push now in this election season by these anti-Free State forces to attack the Free State Project, to target every Free Stater, so-called, that's running a race to identify and then target them.
Yeah, the New Hampshire Democrats are running on two issues this upcoming election cycle, abortion and Free Staters. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the listeners have had the Democrats of their area attack libertarians like this. I think that this is only a New Hampshire phenomenon.
You don't know? I can tell you with total certainty that we get ignored absolutely everywhere else.
Absolutely.
Like, everywhere else, libertarians are at step one. First, they ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
How many other places have libertarians writing op-eds in the newspaper?
Right.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's bare minimum.
The reason Jody Underwood is writing this op-ed is because libertarians are an issue in New Hampshire, one that's not going away, and one that the powers that be, whether they like it or not, cannot ignore. So I'm going to continue with it. She's just got a few more points she is making here. She's talking about how Free Staters had brought about this kind of school choice system at the town level, and then it went kind of wide at the state level. Now they have this thing called education savings accounts here in New Hampshire, and they've been
super exciting.
Incredibly popular to allow families to actually get a check from the government. So, of course, we know we're paying into it, so you're just like you're getting money back.
Yeah.
And then spend it on a private school or a homeschool curriculum or unschooling or whatever. So she says it was Free Staters who worked with the governor or the state legislature to shepherd a bill onto the governor's desk, making it possible for any town to follow Croydon's lead in doing what was best for children. And since then, since the private schools cost less than public schools, it's better for Croydon's taxpayers. It's ironic that some of the parents whose children have benefited from town tuitioning, precisely because it offered an improvement over the traditional way of doing things, recently led a fear and smear campaign against Free Staters for trying to improve the academic performance of students while spending less money. She says that's just history repeating itself. There's an irrational fear propped up by name-calling that Free Staters are out to destroy public institutions when they are really trying to make them work better. That is the lesson of town tuitioning in Croydon. As with many lessons, it may have to be repeated several times before it sinks in. Up next is changing how we think about fairness in education by switching the focus from school funding to student achievement. Once again, the resistance is fierce, but the outcome is inevitable. In New Hampshire, they say if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes and you'll get something you like better.
They say that everywhere.
If you don't like what Free Staters are doing now, just wait a few years and you'll think it was your idea.
Wow.
It's true.
And they don't say that in Florida. I never heard that before I moved up here. Nope.
What a great writer.
Just about everywhere, and where I'm from in Colorado, it was the most true.
Now, I don't agree with her. I think that some Free Staters are absolutely looking to destroy public institutions, and I'm one of them. I am not interested in violently destroying them. I'm interested in destroying the idea of government institutions. Yeah, I get the point of trying to reform and trying to make them better and all that, and good for them for doing what they can there, but at the end of the day, there's still monopolies over whatever product or service we're talking about.
Well, there's two different ways of looking at the same thing, though. So, like, you could look at it as you are trying to destroy these government institutions, Or you could look at, you are trying to replace them with voluntary institutions.
Well, yeah, and offering better options in the marketplace where people get to choose what they are doing. You still don't have a choice under, quote-unquote, school choice. You don't have the choice to opt out of paying for that system. Well, you as a taxpayer, you as somebody who's paying property taxes, maybe you don't support any of the schools, and you're still forced to pay.
But even allowing for more choice, because what the main argument that they say against these is that if you allow for school choice, that'll result in the destruction of the public schools. And why is that? Like,
because they suck.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
and people know it.
You give the parents the choice to pick between the crappily run government schools and the excellently run private schools, or even better, homeschooling. And, you know, What other option are they going to take?
Well,
you know?
I mean,
it's pretty obvious.
I think that what they're thinking of in this is, well, step one is to destroy the public option, and step two is to make sure that only some children get educated.
Only the rich.
Exactly, which is exactly the opposite of what we're doing. And this is something that is really familiar to libertarians and a profoundly alien concept to most people, but there are a lot of things that if you do them privately, you know, optionally, with competition possible and such, you get better for cheaper.
Less.
Side note, too, you know, this is kind of anecdotal, but I have yet to meet a libertarian that is not incredibly academic and will not raise their kids to be the same. If anything, libertarians might actually have the opposite problem, where they over-educate themselves.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they lob this accusation against us, I think, is just hilarious.
We don't care about education.
We need to stop reading so many books and actually put ourselves out
and
there.
Do something.
Yeah, exactly. Education. Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily, that problem solves itself the more people that you migrate here, because there's always going to be the 80-20 rule. There's always going to be people who do more heavy lifting than others. There's going to be joiners, and there's going to be leaders. And so the more thousands of people we can get to migrate here, the more leaders we're going to have, the more doers we're going to have, and the more people are going to just sign on and join things, and that's fine.
Yeah. And So the phrase I'm familiar with, of course, is first they ignore you, then they mock you, then they fight you, then you win.
Yes.
But she's right to point out that, like, okay, we don't think much about this last step, like what that actually looks like. Mm. And it absolutely does look like them pretending they were on your side the whole time.
Yeah. And that will happen. As liberty gets more popular, there's going to be people that are going to say, oh, yeah, I always agreed with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole Republican Party is moving in that direction now.
Well, of New Hampshire.
Yes, yes. Of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a long way to go, though, and that's why we need more liberty-oriented people to migrate here. So check out the Free State Project. Their website is freestateproject.org or fsp.org. And in about a half an hour from now, these guys are back, but on our video channels. You can go to watch.freetalklive.com for the latest episode, tonight's episode of Beard Talk Live. If you can't make that, then we'll see you tomorrow night on the radio. And online anytime at freetalklive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.